podcast of Universal Adorings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 10 with verses 14 through 17. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. Hearing the word of God instills the faith we trust to live obedient. Amen. Without lust, foregoing the sin of self, looking for those to share his mercy or bust. Really, many a person has given everything to follow Christ, taking a vow of poverty, making everything seem easier to advise. For putting on Jesus doesn't come with any surprise. Amen. Christ's word is the redemption we seek. It is where love, faith, and hope and justice meet, living the joy of mercy, sharing the miles we walk to keep our faith alive, sharing with others how one becomes meek, giving their all to Jesus, they learn life is no longer bleak. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our grandchildren aloud, Oliver and Elliot. Julian's visiting us this week. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we'd pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today. We always lift up those who are taking their last breath. Lord, bless them with peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 10. We're in verses 14 through 17. It's a three-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, News Good, The Biz. Him call how, believed they not. Him believe how, heard not before. Preach who, how, hear each not. Sent must they to preach the score. Written it is, feet beautiful bring. News good, the biz, heeded everyone, not the sting. Saying Isaiah strong, believed who, words by us. Hearing brings faith's bond, Christ's word heard, forever trust. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 29th, 2021. We're recording this morning at 7:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. A little different setup this morning. I'm recording outside on my back porch, looking over our pond, listening to the birds and the nature sing. Hope that you have an awesome opportunity to experience nature in each and every day. And bringing Jesus into your life makes everything right. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. We're praying for our good friend John as he continues to battle COVID. Do have good reports coming from his side. Close early today in the name of Jesus at the 5-minute mark. Thank you, Jesus, for being a part of everything we do. Your name means everything to us, Jesus.